Yep.
Martin, not a bad finishing position in the end, fifth in the table.
Yeah, it's been an outstanding season for the players, you know, to finish exactly where I expected them to finish. You know, when I met the players in pre-season, you know, the 1st of July, it was all about making a playoff spot, and they've done that. So I'm really, really proud of exactly of what they've done over the toughest season that we've had. But our greatest success in one aspect, because obviously, you know, it's the toughest league, the competition and the standard of player and the money that's in this league is no one's business.
And to beat some full-time teams along the way as well, it's been a great achievement by Quakers.
You have to. You know, you have to win them games. But as I said to you, you know, I think money talks, and you look at the top four clubs above us, and you know, they're all full-time clubs. They all have fantastic playing budgets, and that's something that we strive to do.
Great support from the fans again. They were in full voice all the way through there, and superb when you guys came on the pitch right at the start of the game.
Yeah, the fans have been fantastic all season, and you know, you can't thank them enough for what they've done for us to help us get to this level of football. That everyone's played a magnificent part fundraising over the years, and as we've stressed very heavily over the last few weeks, that we've now got to take the club forward and give us our opportunity to go on to win championships now again.
Mark Beck scored his 18th goal of the season. It's a great feat by him to score 18 goals in this division, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and it's been great that he's played every minute of every game. So that takes some doing from any player at any level. And he's been an outstanding player for us, and you know, I've been delighted with his contribution this season.
Unfortunately, not the best of displays today. Defensively, Quakers is a little bit lacking today.
I think it was always going to be a time that we had a bit of a day where we weren't at our best, and unfortunately, you know, they had everything to play for, and you could see that in the way they approached it, and I thought they were good. There's no getting away from that, but yeah, we were disappointed with obviously the way we defended, but overall, you know, there was lots of positives over the season.
And there's a lot to take forward through the next season, assume that everything works out well.
Well, that's the most important thing. It's the next fortnight of we need to find out which direction this club's going to go in, and that's got to come to a head very quickly, because if it goes how we would like it to go as a football club, with a part-owned club and part-fan club, you know, there's I've got a lot of work. This is my business time as a manager, and I've got to get on with some real serious work. But I now need to know exactly where we're going with things, because, you know, before we know it, it's July 1st and we're back in it.